Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter storm warning as we'll continue the wintry mix, snow showers, lower 30s, daytime snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches. Tonight, rain and snow, mostly cloudy skies, mid-20s with wind gusts at 25. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny around 30. Tomorrow night, clear, low of 11. For Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Governor Laura Kelly says Kansas is embarking on its first assessment of housing needs across the state in nearly three decades and expects to have a report by the end of next year. Kelly announced yesterday that the state has hired RDG Planning and Design to develop initiatives to guide the state's housing development efforts. The planning and design firm is based in Omaha, but has worked in Kansas communities including Chanute, DeSoto, Dodge City, Scott City, and Dickinson County. Kelly's office says Kansas has not done a significant housing study since the 90s, and the state has had a shortage of data on existing housing and projected needs. State health officials say the number of people infected with the coronavirus went up by 6,373 cases in the period of Wednesday through Sunday. There were also 41 new deaths reported and 144 new hospitalizations in the same four-day period. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
A newly created Kansas House Committee will focus on water issues, and the chamber's Republican leaders have taken their first steps toward redrawing the state's political boundaries. House Speaker Ron Rickman Jr. said in a statement that one goal of the chamber's Republicans is protecting our state's agricultural roots for the long haul. The Water Committee will be led by Republican Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego. The state constitution requires a redrawing of Kansas political boundaries once every 10 years based on the federal census, and that's due to happen in 2022. House GOP leaders appointed a 12-member redistricting committee led by Republican Representative Chris Croft of Overland Park. Fire officials in Shawnee still investigating a fire that left five adults homeless. Fire broke out around noon on Sunday, and by the time firefighters arrived, smoke was coming from the roof. Investigators say the fire started in a fireplace and then spread to the walls. All five adults were able to get out safely. Mid-America Network News.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. State health experts are worried that gatherings over the Christmas and New Year holiday could lead to a spike in new virus cases in Nebraska in the weeks ahead. CHI Health Infectious Disease Dr. David Quimby said he's particularly worried that New Year's parties and public gatherings in bars could lead to more virus cases. The Douglas County Health Department is encouraging everyone to forego New Year's parties to help limit the spread of the virus. Over the past 2 weeks, the average number of new cases reported each day has fallen from roughly 1,300 to 846 on Sunday. Officials in central Nebraska are worried that next spring's sandhill crane viewing season will be disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic just like this year's was. Kearney Visitor Bureau Executive Director Roger Janosch told the Kearney Hub that there's little demand for the hotel rooms in the area that visitors normally fill. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
It's not just... Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last Monday released the site map for the Irish Creek Wind Farm with 108 turbine sites proposed, along with 15 alternates in southeast Marshall County. That map is posted on the Marshall County website, available at the courthouse and Frankfort City Hall. Commissioners have 30 days from last Monday to accept or reject the plan. A two-week comment period for the public would put the matter on the January 4th agenda for consideration. It was noted that none of the turbines are located within 1,000 feet of any residence. As to whether any additional turbines would be considered, the wind farm attorney said that none would be presented from NextEra for the next 5 years. He could not speak as to any other company proposals. In response to citizen concerns for an extended comment period, it was noted the January 4th deadline would allow flexibility for commissioners if significant concerns were raised in the interim. The Marshall Wind Farm check in the amount of $300,000 for the year has been received. Commissioners voting to approve an appropriation of $10,000 to Guitard Township, $5,000 to Rock Township, and the remaining $285,000 to the Special Road and Bridge Fund. A six-month lease extension for use of the Frankfort Nutrition site was approved. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday made no decision as to opting out of the mask mandate after a discussion that brought forward a number of comments. Noting that COVID numbers were trending and remained low and did not spike after Thanksgiving, it was noted the Christmas holidays may present changes. A mandate from the governor effective since November 25th remains in place, although it was observed that local businesses remained flexible. It was reported that several texts were received by commissioners at Monday's meeting in opposition to continuing the mandate. The county health nurse had recommended continuation of a mask mandate and will be consulted, along with the county attorney, as to wording of a proposal that might be considered at the next meeting. Approval was given for a 4% pay raise for Washington County employees effective in January, for all full, part-time, and seasonal workers, matching a 4% increase last year. Benefits and paid holidays provided were emphasized in discussion regarding an initial proposal for a 5% increase, which would well outpace the expected cost of living. Closing the landfill on Saturdays for the winter was recommended, with Washington County Commissioners indicating this was a service the county requires. No decision to change was made. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The COVID-19 count as of Monday for Marshall County, identical to that of a week ago, with 62 active cases, down 10 from Friday. 21 deaths remain related to COVID-19 to date in Marshall County, with two currently hospitalized. Leroy L. Lehman, age 85, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Private family service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 3 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Leroy Lehman. Daryl Spain, age 56, of Waterville, passed away Friday. There will be a private memorial service Thursday, 11 a.m., streamed on the Terry Christie Funeral Home Facebook page, interment in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Daryl Spain. Mary R. Feldhausen, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church, Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Feldhausen. Bessie Bess B. Shum, age 92, of Home, passed away Wednesday. Public visitation Saturday, 10 to 2, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, with a private service to follow. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Bess Shum. Evelyn M. Michaelis, age 92, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Monday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Wymore. Interment, Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 7. Family will greet friends Sunday from 5 until 6:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Michaelis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a sloppy joe, sweet potato fries, green beans, and peaches. Tomorrow, smothered pork chops, mashed potatoes, California blend, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
United Bank and Trust will be open normal hours New Year's Eve, but closed New Year's Day. Open again normal hours on Saturday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, we have a low-pressure system moving across the central parts of the Midwest, and this will continue to push off towards the east and northeast. And this is bringing some heavy snow as well as mixed precipitation across the central parts in some areas of the upper parts of the Midwest as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow before it continues to push off towards the east as we head into Wednesday. Otherwise, we'll see a break for Thursday, but another system will bring us some scattered snow showers Thursday night, continuing into Friday in some parts of the central and east central parts of the Midwest. So across the area, winter storm warning as we'll continue the wintry mix, snow showers, lower 30s. We'll see daytime snow and sleet accumulation 2 to 4 inches, ice accumulation of 0.1 to 0.2 of an inch possible. Tonight, rain and snow early, cloudy mid-20s. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures around 30 degrees.
Average high temperature, late December, 40. Record high on this date, 69. The average low, 18. Record low of 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:13. 27 degrees in Marysville this morning. We're below freezing, and that's going to be the critical mark point for a mix of precipitation today. Snow changing over to rain, changing back to snow. Transitions possible off and on throughout the day. And that temperature variance will be the determining factor as to ice or snow accumulation. We have pretty much light snowfall accumulating this morning. There are reports that some of the roads are getting slick. I don't know of a glaze of ice underneath, but be careful. Allow some extra travel time and stay in tune to changing weather conditions today, tonight, even into Wednesday. As our listening area, Marysville points east, the activity extending up into southeast Nebraska through Gage Pawnee County points east are all under a winter storm warning. Washington County points west, further south of us, under a winter storm watch, and that through tonight into early Wednesday. Again, some slick spots this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 29th of December. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Here's your drinks. Have a supersonic day.
Nick, in the morning, you don't even speak full words, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Nick, and you're just like, oh.
I don't look forward to any other drink like I do my morning drink.
Sonic's Morning Drink Stop. Large drinks for 99 cents and large specialty drinks for $1.49 before 10 a.m. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins. Mobile ordering available only at select locations.
Changing of the guard, and baseball's hot stove is red hot. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With the AFC East already locked up, the Bills' dominant performance ensured the Patriots of their first losing season in 20 years.
Zach Moss, the lone setback. Play action fake to him. Josh sets up deep, fires one. Caught by Stephon Diggs at the 35. He is headed to the end zone, untouched. Touchdown, Buffalo!
The call on WGR with his four touchdown passes. Quarterback Josh Allen set a new franchise record for the most touchdown passes in a season with 34. Buffalo trounced New England 38-9 to sweep the season series for the first time since 1999. The Washington football team waived quarterback and 2019 first-round draft pick Dwayne Haskins. The move coming a week after Haskins was photographed maskless at his girlfriend's birthday party. Haskins on Twitter saying he will become a better man and player because of this experience. Baseball hot stove a day after acquiring Rays ace Blake Snell. The Padres are not done with bolstering their pitching staff. ESPN's Jesse Rogers says the team is engaged in talks with the Cubs to acquire Yu Darvish. Once finalized, the deal will also send Darvish's personal catcher, Victor Caratini, to San Diego. Chicago, in return, is expected to receive right-hander Zach Davies and four prospects. NBA, the Grizzlies' supporting cast stepped up in a big way against the shorthanded Nets.
Anderson in transition, rhythm right wing three, ring it up, put three on the board, a new career high for Kyle Anderson.
On ESPN 92.9 FM, after losing reigning NBA Rookie of the Year Ja Morant to a sprained ankle, Kyle Anderson and Dylan Brooks combined for 52 points. Memphis outlasted Brooklyn in overtime, 116-111. The Hawks topped the Pistons, 128-120. Jazz edged the Thunder, 110-109. And the Trailblazers beat the Lakers, 115-107. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Let Rockwell Shoe Repair bring new life back to your favorite shoes or boots. Dennis can replace soles and heels and also does leather repair and installs zippers. Drop by the shop Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, behind the house at 1200 Walnut in Marysville. Rockwell Shoe Repair, phone 562-7270.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, after threatening to veto it, President Trump did sign the combined fiscal year 2021 omnibus appropriations bill and the COVID-19 relief bill. Trump's signature means more aid coming to farmers, and a 15% increase in supplemental nutrition assistance benefits will take place over the next 6 months as well. The signing eliminates a government shutdown. Trump demanded changes to the bill, but Congress is not required to follow that direction. Trump said he will send back a redline version, item by item, accompanied by a formal rescission request to Congress, insisting that the funds get removed from the bill. The bill includes extensions for tax incentives for biofuels and renewable biofuels, benefits for rural health care providers, and a two-year water resource authorization bill that may help speed up waterway construction projects. The bill also provides new help for contract livestock growers, hog producers who have depopulated herds, cotton processors, biofuel producers, as well as the dairy industry. A new analysis of independent data from November shows that reported new COVID-19 infection rates among meat and poultry workers were more than eight times lower than the general population. Data from the Food and Environment Reporting Network says meat and poultry sector reported an average of 5.57 new cases per 10,000 workers daily in November. Infection rates among meat and poultry workers have declined steeply in the last 6 months while surging in the U.S. During that same period, the average new case rate for U.S. population, 45.36 cases per 100,000 people a day. The analysis follows a Center for Disease Control decision to prioritize vaccinating frontline meat and poultry workers. Find more Ag News online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The Paycheck Protection Program was designed by Congress to help small businesses stay open and keep their employees on the payroll. Pat Wolf, Senior Director of Congressional Relations with the American Farm Bureau, talks about how the important program worked to keep businesses running during COVID-19.
The way that it did that was to provide loans and then forgive repayment if the loans were used for three things: wages, mortgages slash rent, and utilities.
Wolf says when Congress passed PPP, they were very clear that loan amount would not be taxable. She says the Treasury Department took an unfortunately entirely different position.
They were going to deny tax deductions for expenses made with those loans. So in effect, they were canceling out Congress's intent to provide those loans tax-free. And that is one thing that got fixed in the bill that passed last week and was signed into law by the president.
And Wolf says the COVID-19 relief bill also had one other important item that will benefit American farmers.
The COVID relief bill did one other thing that will be helpful to farmers, and that is it expanded the things that PPP loans can be used for. The bill added personal protective devices, so now when a farm employer has to buy special gear or make accommodations for his workers to stay safe, you can use PPP loans for that and have the repayment forgiven.
So some important benefits for farmers and small businesses in the latest COVID-19 relief bill signed by President Trump. Again, we heard from Pat Wolf. She is the Senior Director of Congressional Relations with the American Farm Bureau Federation. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which we all know and appreciate, is agriculture. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas holiday, which I can almost guarantee is different from Christmases on the farm long ago, which we will talk about after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
My late father wrote in his essay Christmas Years Ago that he put together in 1977 that Christmas Eve Day was almost a holiday inasmuch as we did only the necessary farm chores. With a family of 10 children, our parents had an all-day job getting us ready for the evening and also making preparations for the Christmas dinner the next day. And with all those kids, they didn't have a lot.
We never got any Christmas gifts.
That's Aunt Rachel Shoupy.
We did have a Christmas tree. We didn't have any ornaments.
That's my Aunt Leona Steinmetz.
We just popped popcorn and strung it and made chains out of paper and cranberries to drape on the tree. But we didn't have any electricity. No. We had some candles. They were a little bit bigger than the birthday candles. And they were in little clips that we'd clip on the tree. But we did not light them. They were just a decoration.
And just as now, Christmas was a big food holiday.
You know, I remember Grandma Lipsack made the best cranberry sauce, and we used to have to put it on the attic steps to keep it cold because we didn't have any refrigeration then.
What were the main courses?
Chicken. We ate a lot of chicken.
Well, you didn't have to go too far to get it, right?
No, they were our own.
What kinds of German pastries, breads, and things were made?
Rivelkuchen. It's like a coffee cake. You put bread in the bottom of the pan, and then you put fruit on it, either cherries or apples, and then you mixed up some crumbs with butter and flour and sugar and sprinkled that over the fruit and then baked it.
And did you get any fudge or peanut brittle, that type of stuff?
We used to make that, too, but we could only do it on Christmas and do it legally.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, when the folks would go away, we'd make some. They didn't approve of it because it took too much sugar.
No presents and limited food. Unfortunately, that is still the case for some in America today. But 100 years ago, when my aunts Rachel and Leona were celebrating Christmas with their families, that's just the way it was on Christmas on the farm. Their interviews were originally broadcast several years ago. Each has since passed away after living well into their 90s. Back after this.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393. Happy holidays!
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, 27 degrees, temperature just below freezing. So far, it's been snow accumulation, no ice. Could transition from snow to rain to ice to snow today off and on. Thus, a winter storm warning is issued for much of our listening area. It would extend from Marshall, Nemahal County, points east along the state line, Gage, Pawnee County, points east along the north side of the border. Anything west and south of that's under a winter storm watch. Very likely we'll see changing conditions throughout the day today. Again, a mix of precipitation. No icing so far. It's a light snow dusting on the ground. They do report some of the roads are getting slick, so allow some extra travel time. Be advised of changing weather conditions with a winter storm warning and watch posted for our listening area through today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Wichita State didn't need to look long or far for a last-minute fill-in after the postponement of its AAC home opener. Newman University will make the drive across town for some impromptu non-conference action tomorrow night at Charles Koch Arena, replacing East Carolina on the marquee. ECU called off its visit to Wichita yesterday due to a positive COVID-19 test and subsequent contact tracing. That game will be made up at a later date. The Music City Bowl between Missouri and Iowa that was scheduled for tomorrow has been canceled because of COVID-19 issues that left the Tigers unable to play. The game in Nashville is the second bowl called off since the postseason lineup was set on December 20th, joining the Gasparilla Bowl. Missouri is the third Southeastern Conference team that's had to pull out of its bowl game, joining Tennessee and South Carolina. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball continues holiday play for Nebraska teams as Diller Odell will host Meridian. Southern's in the Thayer Central Holiday Tournament.
The concept of Old Man Winter is centuries old and held in dozens of cultures. We're looking at winter spirit folklore from around the world on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 29th, the 364th day of the year. Actor Ted Danson has a birthday. In North America, Jack Frost and Old Man Winter are familiar personifications we've adopted for the winter season. But imagining winter as a being or spirit seems to be a universal tradition. Long before Europeans arrived, Native Americans told of a winter spirit embodied by an old man with long white hair and icy breath, which froze the earth. In Russia, winter is portrayed by Grandfather Frost, and a German folktale embodies the season in female form. Anytime it snows, it's a common expression to say that Frau Hulda is making her bed. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and amaze your friends with weekly wisdom, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
A little country church on a two-lane road, bride and a groom coming out the door, white lace dress and a red bouquet, just married written on a blue Chevrolet. Holding hands like they were 16, 50 good years, they're lovers